And this document really goes into, I think, work that this document, I think, was written in the 90s. It was declassified in 2008. But a lot of it is basically taking some of the techniques that they've developed and then basically explaining how it is that they actually work. And this document, yeah, when I came across it, it goes into so many things that are just so interesting that answer so many questions about what reality is, how reality actually works, and how these techniques actually work, the science behind them. What I think is important that we'll get into is how I think the overall collective human consciousness ultimately dictates their fate. Ultimately, what people believe in the most is what is going to happen.
Finally, I am able to offer Bill Andrews' amazing new anti-aging dietary supplement with TAM. I have been wanting this since I learned about its discovery approximately 4 years ago. At that time, it was not available as an oral supplement, but now, Define Time with TAM is here. This amazing product counteracts and suppresses the fundamental cause of aging, telomere shortening. TAM improves biological health in skin, vessels, brain, and bone. Specifically, it works to lengthen telomeres in cells, leading to younger and healthier cells. Currently, Define Time with TAM is the most effective anti-aging compound available in the world today. Listeners will receive a 5% discount using code SARAH5. Be sure to use this every time you buy. It will also work in conjunction with other offers. See additional research and learn more with the link below. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. This episode, I have Justin Danneman coming to the show, and we're going to be talking about pretty out there concepts as far as physics and how physics relates to consciousness and quantum physics and how all that stuff works. The CIA released a document about 10 years ago now on their studies of consciousness and quantum physics and how all that works. And they've been working on this for a long time, the CIA and or the government and the powers that be. And he has done an amazing job of synthesizing what all this means. He has his own theories about all this, but we get into it, what all his theories are and how all that relates to the spiritual warfare that people are talking about and why it's at more of a spiritual level and how they're controlling humanity at that level based on these documents and the research that are coming out. And we also talk about the UFO disclosure and what that means, and very interesting. And then he stays after for my patrons to talk about an article he wrote about Facebook and how that got banned everywhere. I mean, pretty much he can't post anywhere anymore because of this one article. So he's going to stay after for my patrons. It's going to be exclusive for them, so it's not public, and so I don't get banned. It'll be for my patrons, and you can get that there. And then also the CIA document that was released, I'm also going to put on Patreon for anybody who's interested in that. There's all sorts of things you can get there, exclusive interviews, ebooks, additional research. I'm constantly putting things up there for my patrons. So if you want to join that, I would appreciate it. It's not my goal is to make it worth more value than what you're donating. Hopefully that's what happens, or just help to fund independent journalists such as myself, because I, you know, I am not controlled like the mass media, like they are. I can talk about these things as long as we're not, I mean, we're censored and we're, you know, shadow banned, but at least we can talk about it. And so if you get on my newsletter, you'll get all the notifications. My patrons get the notifications as well, so you'll be able to keep up with all the shows that are going on. And in my newsletter, I also post different articles that I think are important on how society is changing or where science is going as well. And then on Patreon, I post different research articles. So they both have a different, you should probably do both if you want to see everything that I'm doing. So let's get into this really interesting conversation with Justin Danneman. Justin, thank you so much for joining the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You have been highly recommended as a person that can take a very complex subject and turn it into something that all of us can talk about and understand. And, you know, it's about the hologram and how your mind works and gateways. And there was a CIA document that was from the 80s that was just released about, I don't know, in the mid 2000s, that talks about, it was studies about the human mind and consciousness. And you people are just so impressed with how you've taken this document and understand it to a point where you write it and explain it to people. First, before we get into that, can you explain what this was and what they were trying to get at with this research that, the CIA was doing?
Okay, well, basically, parapsychology has been heavily researched by the intelligence agencies as soon as they initially started. And this document really goes into, I think, work that this document, I think, was written in the 90s. It was declassified in 2008. But a lot of it is basically taking some of the techniques that they've developed and then basically explaining how it is that they actually work. And this document, yeah, when I came across it, it goes into so many things that are just so interesting that answer so many questions about what reality is, how reality actually works, and how these techniques actually work, the science behind them.
Well, who are the scientists in this document that researched this? I mean, do you know anything about those scientists? And you know, was it a company? Was it internal to the military? Or who are these people?
Well, the author was somebody in the military, Wayne McDonald. I'm not entirely sure of his credentials. He seems to reference several different scientists.
You cut out there for a second. What's his name again?
Oh, sorry. His name is Wayne McDonald. It's listed, I think, at the bottom of the document. He's listed as somebody within the military, a lieutenant commander, I believe is what it says he is. But he's somebody that basically took the research of other people and then wrote it and put it together into a document that then was presented to the CIA. For example, when he delves into the biology of what all this is and how this works within the mind, within the heart, he's referencing somebody by the name of Itzhak Bentov. As far as I know, that is a scientist that did work directly for the CIA in helping them develop what they call the gateway process, which is what the name of this document, by the way, is Analysis and Assessment of Gateway Process. It's directly on the CIA website. Anybody can look it up. I highly recommend that you do. It's worth a read. It's worth your own time and research to look into this yourselves. But he mentions him. He mentions several renowned physicists. He goes into, I think Nick Bostrom, David Bohm, Carl Prebram. He mentions a few of these people as far as, you know, some of the research that they've done and how this sort of backs up a lot of the theories that he's presenting.
So what's the gist of this document, would you say?
The gist is basically how to take yourself, tune yourself, how to align your body, your vibration, your frequency in with the frequency of the planet, and essentially be able to do things like disconnect and tap past the third dimension into what they call the time-space dimension, into further dimensions, and do things like, for example, experience out-of-body experiences, astral travel, remote viewing, which is when you're able to locate somebody else or a location or an object within your mind, you know, transcendental meditation, things of that nature. And there is a lot in this document, but I think the one thing I really wanted to focus on was the law of attraction, because I feel like that is something that everybody needs to understand, not just because it's something that can dramatically affect your life and improve your own life, but I believe it actually can affect the overall outcome and fate of our species. Tap into what's called the collective human consciousness, the overall collective human consciousness is what is something I think we should definitely get into, because, you know, you often hear about, well, what is it one person can do? You know, we hear all these horrible things happening on the planet. You know, we're about to go to war with Iran. There's, possibility of economic collapse, dollar collapse. There's, you know, hearing about how weak our power grid system is. We're hearing about, you know, all these UFO disclosures now, possible alien invasions or false flag alien invasions. You know, there's just so many sort of endgame scenarios that seem to be on the horizon. And what I think is important that we'll get into is how I think the overall collective human consciousness ultimately dictates their fate. Ultimately, what people believe in the most is what is going to happen.
Well, you know, they came out on Fox News, Tucker Carlson, last night. So this was on the 8th, the 17th of September. He came out and talked about the Navy disclosing the aliens, you know, the UFOs, not aliens. He talked about UFOs. And he said, so have they, this is Tucker, have they been lying for 50 years? And he just laughed and said, they've been lying for 50 years. So they did a formal disclosure on Fox News last night. And that's to me, you know, we've all been talking about it in the independent media. And now the one of the mass media outlets have come out and said it on air. I know the New York Times have also said it. So they're actually doing a disclosure. So what do you think the CIA's motive is behind this? Because I want to get into the mass consciousness, because I think it's very important what you're talking about. But before we get into that, what do you think the CIA's motive was for all this research? I mean, the gist of this document, what do you think they're going to do with this information?
So, you know, it is the CIA, and you need to take whatever they say and do with a grain of salt. They obviously declassified this, which means that they are completely okay with the public knowing about this and digesting it. This document, I am sure, is scrubbed or edited. And even though it is scrubbed or edited, it's still very revealing. Personally, I think that they were okay with declassifying it because they've already pretty much mastered everything in this document. They've pretty much already taken control of things past the time, space, dimension in terms of their installations and areas of importance. Anybody that is familiar with astral travel or is able to do it, and there are more and more people that are coming forward talking about their experiences, they'll talk about how there are absolutely locations that are off limits. If you try to go there, you'll just either wake up back in your body, or you'll, you know, depending on what your intentions are, because your desires are much harder to hide when you're past the time space dimension. You may attract what I call shadow people. People have heard this term used all the time. To me, that's the Gestapo of the intelligence agencies. It's the umbrella term used to sort of deter people from venturing further, to scare them back into, you know, into their bodies, to make sure that they don't ask questions or press further. So I think that they've already sort of taken control of that realm enough to the, you know, point where they don't care if the public knows about this and the public's able to start doing these things.
One thing that was talked about in Fox News last night by Tucker Carlson, which was just very interesting, is they said, why has this been kept a secret for 50 years? And the person they had on said, because whoever it is believes that it's a dangerous thing for people to know, or it's a bad thing. You know, whatever it is, it's bad.
It's always a scary thing. It's always a bad thing. Of course, it's what it always is. I think in very simple terms, and again, they're not disclosing anything about aliens. They're disclosing UFOs. They're disclosing that there's a technology being used that we don't understand that is being kept secret from us. And I think in very simple terms, why that technology has not been disclosed is because it would threaten the fossil fuel industry. I think if people knew that free energy devices, zero point energy devices existed, there'd be limitless resources and energy for the world, that wouldn't help the agenda of the, I hate to call them ruling elite, but the people that sort of sit at the top and, you know, control all the corporations and banking systems and things of that nature. This would definitely hurt their system of control.
So this is a UFO disclosure, to be clear, not an alien disclosure, UFO disclosure.
Right.
And it really is leading into what the space or the Air Force has or the Navy or whoever controls it has that they are going to eventually disclose to us on these advanced, because they say it's physics we don't understand. I mean, this is a language they're saying. So basically, it's stuff that the human beings have that they're about to tell the people. I mean, that's essentially what I'm hearing.
It's you know, they always like to soft disclose things before they actually do things. Why they're doing it, I don't know if they're going to come forward and say, hey, look, we have this technology. Yay, let's implement it and start to revolutionize things. Or they could be soft disclosing for what ties into another declassified CIA document called Project Bluebeam, in which they go into how they are going to fake or stage an alien invasion. That to me makes a little bit more sense to do something like that, to make it seem like we're being invaded when in fact it's just us invading ourselves, because you create the endless war of terror. And then you've got limitless military spending and funding, and this, you know, it's sky's the limit. We've created the ultimate endless enemy. And that to me seems more plausible in terms of how they function and what their strategies usually tend to be.
Interesting, because people don't want to fight with humans anymore. They're getting tired of it. And so they're going to make something up. That is interesting. I mean, if you look at what Independence Day, that'll scare the heck out of people if they think it's really an alien invasion. It would work. I don't know what I believe. It's some of this stuff seems so far-fetched, but 9/11 is pretty far-fetched. And some of the things they do is pretty far-fetched that you just are like, what in the world? Maybe they would do some of this stuff because they've already done so many crazy things. But okay, let's get into this mass consciousness concept and what it means and how it works.
Okay. Well, the first sort of a few sections of the document really goes into the biology, you know, what happens with the heart and what happens with the brain, and how you sort of sync both of them up together. And by syncing them both up together, you essentially connect to what they call the Earth's resonant field or the ionosphere, which is basically what Nikola Tesla was working on. That's ties right into Nikola Tesla's research. But so that whole first part gets into that. But then they get into, you know, how it works, like how it's able to do this. How is it that we're able to tune ourselves and connect with something like the planet and then bypass something like time space? How is that all? How does that even work? And that's when they get into holograms. And holograms are basically just real quick. They have a definition here. It says energy creates, stores, and retrieves meaning in the universe by projecting or expanding at certain frequencies in three-dimensional mode that creates a living pattern called a hologram. So a two-dimensional object that stores all this information that projects a 3D image. And the whole concept, and they get into how basically the universe is a giant hologram, what they call a hologram of unbelievable complexity. And this is not something that's, you know, this isn't like the first time this concept has been presented in the world of science. There are numerous scientists and numerous papers coming forward that agree with this. For example, there was a UK, Canadian, and Italian study that came out in 2017, published on Phys.org, that it's called The Study Reveals Substantial Evidence of Holographic Universe. They go into basically, how it's, you know, the universe is probably one giant hologram. Stephen Hawking in 2015 published a paper, What Happens Inside Black Holes is Like a Hologram. There are other scientists, like, for example, what's his name here? Leonard Susskind. He's the American physicist and professor of theoretical physics at Stanford University. He's the one who created the holographic principle, the whole theory behind it, using string theory. So these are not, you know, new concepts that the universe might actually function like a hologram.
Okay, well let's think about destruct that a little bit. If it's a hologram, the whole theory of gas or even electric theory, does that, I mean, I would think a hologram theory would, the whole frequency electric thing would be more in tune with that versus the gas theory, but essentially neither of those theories could be right if the whole thing's a hologram.
Well, it's Again, I think this is why the realm of quantum mechanics and quantum physics is so fascinating and interesting, because the more they figure out, the more it connects and ties in with theories like the holographic principle. Essentially, what quantum mechanics is discovering, and I know people, when they hear the words quantum mechanics, they tend to cringe. It's a complicated topic, but it's also not complicated. And I know that you've got physicists coming out saying, if you think you understand quantum physics, you don't understand quantum physics. I get that. I get that it's a difficult concept. But what they're essentially finding out is that everything is made up of simply light and sound. It's just energy. It's vortices of energy whirling around and vibrating. And that matter is simply light caught in a slow, dense vibration. And when you begin to understand that everything essentially is just energy, then things like the holographic principle, I think, begin to make more sense.
Well, and frequency, right? Is energy frequency? Frequency and sound?
Right. Frequency. It's light and
okay.
sound. Yeah, basically different forms of energy. The document goes into that. It after it explains the holographic principle, it basically goes into how solid matter, in their words, in the strict construction of the term, simply does not exist. Rather, atomic structure is composed of oscillating energy grids surrounded by other oscillating energy grids, which orbit at extraordinarily high speeds.
That's why Sherry Edwards, who can see or she can hear frequencies everywhere. I mean, her ears, she has a mutation where she hears frequencies. She says the whole world's a hologram. Everything has frequency. And she sees, and she says what people are missing is it all comes down to a mathematical code or a mathematical sequence. And she's getting to that point, but that's what she's saying, which is incredible. The fact she has that mutation is incredible, but keep going.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because the document does go into how basically what our brains are is our brain functions in a very, it follows the laws of the holographic principle, and it's able to decode basically whatever it's capable of. So this woman that you spoke of, if she's able to sort of see these things and hear, like see more of the light and audio spectrum, that just means that her brain is more capable of deciphering the code that's coming through from the universe, deciphering more of that energy.
She has a mutation in her hearing, which allows her to hear all these frequencies. She hears frequencies from everything. It's crazy.
Well,
it's weird. Go ahead.
Well, people don't understand that. All right, let's go with that idea that everything's light and sound. We humans, our five senses are only capable of perceiving, it's like a fraction of 1% of the total light and audio spectrum, which technically means that 99% of the universe swirling around you at this very moment is completely invisible to you. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It just means that your brain is incapable of deciphering that code. And I know that's a difficult concept to grasp, but think of it like Wi-Fi. All around us right now, there's Wi-Fi flowing all around you right now. It's invisible, you can't see it, but if I have a computer or a smartphone, I can tap into that and I can decode it, and I could then take that air and then decipher it into information that's usable. And that's pretty much how the universe functions with our brains. Our brains are just the computer systems used to decode the data.
It's still hard to go from theoretical to practical. You know, like, why am I solid? You know, and I understand the vibrations and that your mind is making that up and all that stuff, but it's still hard to make that, okay, I get it,
it
but
is.
It's only theoretical, you know? But
It isn't. I mean, they've proven that basically, that the brain is just everything that you think is real, everything that's around you is just electrical information decoded by your brain. It's the famous line from The Matrix, what is reality? You know, it's just electricity simply interpreted by your brain. It's in very simple terms. If I were to take, my hand and touch this computer, it feels like I'm touching the computer. It feels like I have the sensation of touch. I feel the texture of the computer, but in reality, I'm not touching anything. There's this gap that exists between the atoms of my hand and the atoms of the computer, and there's a magnetic repulsion that just stops the two from ever touching, and electrical data is exchanged, sent up to the brain. The brain decodes what it thinks the computer would feel like if I could actually touch it, and then it creates the sensation of me actually thinking I'm touching a computer. So that's pretty much how everything works. In reality, nobody ever touches anything. Your brain could be sitting in a jar, fed the right electrical information, it would think it was in a human body walking around on planet Earth.
Well, and there's probably a lot of humans with different mutations that can see all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's if Sherry Edwards has that mutation where she can hear things, I'm sure there's all sorts of different types of mutations if we can only see 1% of everything that's out there. She has this amazing ability, but there's probably other things too. We just aren't, you know, they probably think they're crazy and they don't want to come forward. But what is the whole notion of mass consciousness, and why do you think that is the key to everything? I mean, to our happiness, to our survival, to getting past this nightmare that we find ourselves in. I mean, are we creating this human trafficking nightmare? I mean, what are we doing to ourselves?
It's okay. I'd love to get into that. So it's not that we're creating all these evil, bad things. That's, you know, it's not that like deep down inside people really want to, you know, enslave children and do these things that we're hearing about. It's, I think that the puppet masters on top understand the rules of the game. They understand the quantum mechanics. They understand what it is we're in, what reality is, and how it works. And they use that. So they steer us into different paths. And they lay out before us all these endgame scenarios, but they let us ultimately choose our fates. So it's not that people are creating these bad things. I think we're just being manipulated. And that's why I think this is so important to understand, because you essentially, and this is what this document and science across the board has proven, are your consciousness, what's inside you, is completely capable of manipulating your own reality, creating your own reality. It's just a matter of figuring out how to do that. And that's what the law of attraction is. The law of attraction is essentially understanding that you are a frequency, that you are emitting a wavelength, a frequency, an energy. And the energy that you are emitting is attracting energy back to it. So whatever frequency you are emitting, you are attracting that same frequency. You hear people talk about, well, I always tend to date the same people, or I'm an unlucky person, I always tend to have unlucky things happen to me. Well, it's what you're doing essentially is you're just attracting those things to you. And so what this document goes into is how to take control of something like that, how to actually tune yourself, understand what that frequency is, and change it.
Well, you can change yourself, but how do we change enough so that there isn't war, or there isn't, you know, I mean, that's a productive, something productive. You know, I might change myself so I'm happy and I got all these nice things, but how do we change it so that the world is happier, you know, that it's more than just me? It's not just a me thing.
Okay. Yeah. So what they found at the quantum level is that these little vortices of energy, these little tornadoes, they all have their own unique energy signatures, their own consciousness, if you will. But collectively, you know, so my body is composed of, you know, what, trillions of cells, which is made up of trillions of atoms. All with unique energy signatures, apparently, but they all collectively make the energy signature that is me, my frequency. So collectively, it's one giant frequency that becomes me. And I think that's essentially what the collective human consciousness is. It's my frequency combined with all of our frequencies. All of our frequencies together as a species is emitting this overall energy field. And what you can do is, you know, basically by taking control of your own life and beginning to understand how to put emotional intention into the things that you want. And it's not a question of the way law of attraction works is it's not thinking, oh, I would really like this, or it's really understanding I will be successful, I will do this. It's a matter of how do I do it? And it's putting emotional intention behind it. It's not just saying it. It's at a subconscious level, believing and understanding it and using emotional energy to change that frequency.
When you're like that, I know that things just line up and goes. When you question yourself, things fall apart. There's a
exactly.
Big difference. Yeah.
You you are, you know, what, so what, you know, simple experiments have shown is that basically at the quantum level, the observer affects the results of the experiment. So particles sort of exist as both a particle and a waveform, which means they're in a sort of a state of ether. And, but when an observer pops in and they know they're being observed, that's when they form into particles and shape and become matter. But they do it based on the intentions of the observer. And this has been repeated thousands of times, different experiments. So what that essentially means is, you know, the ether of matter around me right now, this universe, material universe, is responding to the subconscious intentions of my consciousness, as well as obviously all consciousness around it. And so by, you know, taking control of, you know, what you expect and what you feel, that's what begins to subtly manipulate things around you so that things line up. And it-